The Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race in Jackson is the biggest dog race in the lower 48 states. This year, for the first time ever, women took the event's top three spots. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard caught up with the first, second, and third place winners and has that story.
Taking first place in the 2019 race is Annie Mallow, who I caught in a rare patch of cell phone service somewhere in the long stretch between Jackson and the Paw, Manitoba, where she's heading to her next race.
So I'm Annie Mallow from Quebec, Canada. Well, I rushed from 95, so it's a pretty long time ago, and I raced right away with my husband. And we're traveling all the family, so that's a family affair.
Mallow was thrilled to be part of the all-female finish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're really proud of that, I think. We have a kind of an advantage to be a woman in that race because of the elevation and, you know, the mountains and all that. So usually we're a little bit less heavier than the men, so that's why I think we can perform a little bit more.
Taking second place is Emily Entrekin. I caught her on a rare day off.
My name is Emily Entrekin. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm skiing at Big Sky, which is awesome. I'm taking a day off from dogs and having some fun.
Originally, Entrekin wasn't even on the roster for the Stage Stop race.
When I was planning for this race, I was on the wait list for quite a while, but I was still training for it. And I finally got the call that I was in at the end of December. And so I started looking at the roster more, and the more I looked at it, I was like, oh, geez, like the competition is so stellar and great that I wasn't even, like, it was going to be difficult really to get top 10. And I thought if I got top 5, that would be like if everything went perfect and I had a really good luck. And so second place is really a huge accomplishment and definitely not what I was expecting. Alex and Annie Mallow are like really great competitors and really awesome mushers. And I mean, mostly it just was when I was standing up on the podium with them, like looking around, like, whoa, like my team is competing with these two. So it was really nice to share the podium with them.
Entrekin is also on her way up to Manitoba to compete in the same race as Mallow. And she's betting another person in particular will be feeling the competition. Alex Crittenden, the third place winner, who just missed Entrekin's time at the Stage Stop race by 11 seconds.
On this race, since it was 8 days and long, my 11 seconds is definitely very close. Obviously, the team and I ran really well, but I think we had a little extra luck than Alex. And I'm pretty sure Alex is definitely thinking about that every night into the next race. I'm sure she's going to give it her all to make sure she beats me.
My name is Alex Crittenden, and I'm from Bonnerant, Wyoming. Oh my gosh, yeah, 11 seconds. That was tough. I was really, really hoping that I could make up that time on her on the last leg of the race, and we gave it our all and gave it a really good push, but it just didn't come together. So, but 11 seconds, man, that's pretty much a tie, right? I have had better finishes in other races, but there's no race that compares to this race. Like, the toughness of it and the level of competition is just world class. So there's really nothing that you can compare it to.
The fact that three women placed in the top three spots demonstrates what Crittenden says is one of the great things about the sport.
That's kind of the beauty of dog mushing, is that everybody's equal, you know? I mean, not every team is equal, but each dog driver has their own strengths and weaknesses, and so it doesn't really matter what gender you are, you all compete together. So, and it's kind of the same with the dogs. People always ask me, they're like, oh, is it mostly females? Is it mostly males? And it's like, you know, it's just like people, it depends on the dog. It doesn't depend on the gender for how much drive and effort they're willing to put in. So, but definitely something really cool to be a part of. I am currently in Bozeman, Montana. Sort of lost. I thought I was on the right route, and now I'm not. But we're headed for the Paw, Manitoba for a race up there.
With Mallow, Entrekin, and many of the same teams from the Stage Stop race all heading up to the Trappers Festival in Manitoba, Crittenden is looking forward to a rematch.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It'll be a really fun race. This is actually my rookie year in this race, and I think she's ran it before, and Annie has as well. And they both, like I said, are amazing dog drivers, and this race will be something new for me. It's going to be quite a bit faster than what I'm used to, so a little bit out of my comfort zone, but I think we'll hang tough. We'll see what happens.
The race begins Thursday. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.